Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, October 26, 2017. Democrats fail in their bid to force the Trump administration to subsidize health insurers and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, an ideal king. The U.S. will no longer fund ineffective U.N. relief efforts, and Ivanka Trump was lobbying yesterday for expanded child tax credits. Reuters reports that Democrats lost a bid in the courts to force the Trump administration to continue paying subsidy payments to Affordable Care Act health insurers.
Democrats losing ground in the fight to save Obamacare after a U.S. judge in San Francisco on Wednesday refused to block President Donald Trump's decision to end subsidy payments to health insurers. Democratic attorneys general from 18 U.S. states and the District of Columbia had sued the federal government and asked for a halt on Trump's order while the case was being litigated, arguing that terminating the payments harmed customers by raising insurance rates. The Trump administration earlier this month ended the payments, which help cover out-of-pocket medical expenses for low-income Americans. Reuters correspondent Dan Levine.
So the judge said that the Trump administration had better legal arguments, and he said that the kind of emergency order that the states were asking for really isn't necessary, and that the states had done a lot of work to make sure a lot of people actually won't be hurt by these subsidy payments. And so the kind of order that the states were looking for would be counterproductive.
Either side could now appeal the ruling before the left-leaning Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Trump had threatened to cut off the subsidies for months, prompting health insurers to raise premiums or exit insurance markets. While Democrats accused Trump of sabotaging Obamacare, the president argued that the subsidies made insurance companies rich.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Alfred the Great. The saddest thing about any man is that he be ignorant, and the most exciting thing is that he knows. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Alfred the Great. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Alfred was born in 849, the fifth son of the King of Wessex. He was known to be a scholar, having translated Christian classics into Anglo-Saxon. In 868, Alfred married Ealhswith, daughter of Ethelred the Mickle, Ealdorman of the Gainas. And together they had two sons and three daughters. He spent most of his reign fighting the onslaughts of the Danes on and off. In the end, the Saxons prevailed over the Danes, and most of the individual Saxon kingdoms were crushed out of existence. Wessex became a rallying point for all Saxons, and England was subsequently unified. Alfred suffered throughout his life with a painful, unpleasant illness which has been diagnosed in modern times as either Crohn's disease or a hemorrhoidal disorder. He died in 899 of unknown causes. St. Alfred the Great, pray for us. The Hill reports that Vice President Mike Pence spoke last night at the In Defense of Christians annual solidarity dinner for Christians in the Middle East. In his speech, Vice President Pence castigated the United Nations for having, quote, often failed to help the most vulnerable communities, especially religious minorities. The Vice President said, quote, we will no longer rely on the United Nations alone to assist persecuted Christians and minorities in the wake of genocide and the atrocities of terrorist groups. The United States will work hand in hand from this day forward with faith-based groups and private orgs to help those who are persecuted for their faith. He continued, this is the moment, now is the time, and America will support these people in their hour of need. The Vice President did not offer any specifics as to which organizations would no longer be funded. Pence decried the UN's denial of funding to faith-based groups with proven track records. He added that those Christians who are experiencing persecution in the Middle East at the hands of radical Islamic terrorists, quote, should not have to rely on multinational institutions when America can help them directly. Yesterday, GOP lawmakers gathered on Capitol Hill to push for the child tax credit to be expanded in the Republican tax overhaul. Here is Ivanka Trump, courtesy of the Associated Press.
Over the years, as wages have stagnated, the costs of raising a family have grown exponentially. It is a priority of this administration, and it is a legislative priority to ensure that American families can thrive and that we deliver real and meaningful tax relief to middle-income Americans.
In this Celestial Musings, yesterday the New York Daily News reported that 58-year-old Bruce Paddock, brother of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock, was arrested, being found with over 600 images of child pornography in his possession. Paddock was arrested at a nursing facility in Los Angeles and slapped with 20 criminal charges related to possession of child pornography or the sexual exploitation of children. I cannot say that I have any deep thoughts about this. It's disgusting. But I do wonder what on earth caused these men to behave in such a mentally ill fashion as to do what they did. Now, I do not know how many Paddock brothers there really are, but I know there is another one in Florida, Eric Paddock, and man, would I hate to be him right now. What a heavy cross it must be to know the horrendous crimes those who share your flesh and blood have committed. I pray that we never see Eric Paddock in the news, and that his brother Bruce can find the help and healing that his brother Stephen never could. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.